Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and joined today with some students from Iowa Mennonite School to talk about the IMS Cafe and how their first event went.
So first question, can you just tell me a little bit about what the IMS Cafe is?
I wasn't the one who started it. A couple of teachers previous to me actually started the culinary arts program in the restaurants. And the purpose is to give the students a job-like experience and to use their creative skills to organize kind of, you know, it can set them up for a job or being an entrepreneur, too. So.
And then, so as students, what made you guys want to get involved in this?
I always like cooking, so it was, it's pretty great. Preparing me for, like, the future. I would like to cook.
I've always been interested in food and making food and serving people, so it was like a class that I was like, okay, I would like to take it to prepare me for my future.
I just know that in the future I need to figure out how to cook, so just kind of in the class to learn and get prepared for college and future years.
And then so earlier this week you guys had your first edition of serving to people. Can you run down what that day was like?
At first it was a little stressful because we didn't know exactly how it was going to turn out. But as we go through it together as a team, it was easier than we thought it was going to be, and it went pretty well.
Started off a little rough, but then we got into the role and the feel of things, and we worked together to make it work.
We arrived about 6:45 a.m. Started preparing some food. The girls were working on scones and yogurt parfaits. The guys were making gravy, sausage gravy, for biscuits and gravy. And we already had prepared, like we already had the table set up the day before, so they were all looking nice and glasses and silverware and everything was already out for the tables. And so we're preparing food, and then we started getting like the water and coffee ready, and then people started showing up, and we started serving them, you know, started with like water, coffee, that kind of stuff, and then took out each entree one at a time, with yogurt first, then biscuits and gravy, then scones, and kept getting the plates away, refilling the cups of coffee and water. It's just, you know, normal serving stuff. And then had clean up after that. A lot of dishes to wash.
Oh, that's always the fun part, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, who are you guys serving to? Just members of the community, or?
Yeah. We announce it at our churches, and it's on the, I'm guessing on the website? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the website. So, people in the community that want to come and try it out. I know there's a decent amount of people that like invite friends, and so there's people that will, from our community, will bring people that they're friends with that may not even be a part of the community as much. So it's nice to see new faces that you wouldn't really normally see at it.
So what kind of challenges did you guys see? I know this is the first one, so it's always kind of the toughest one, but what kind of obstacles did you run into?
With our several snow days, and that we didn't have as many days to plan and like to feel like we were prepared, so that's one of the obstacles of like getting all the food together and knowing how much to prepare for. And
I would say like it was getting up in the morning early, because I'm not a morning person, so that was kind of challenging, but it works out.
Yeah, it's kind of what Danae said about just not having as many days to prepare, because we made the gravy like two different times before serving it, and I mean, it went well. The gravy is good, but it wouldn't have hurt to have a few more days of practice, but we just weren't able to have it with the snow.
Mm-hmm. When's the next one?
March 14th, and we'll have three other students that will be the head chefs.
Okay.
These were the head chefs for this one, and we will be having a croissant French toast, bacon, an orange smoothie, and chocolate chip scones with chocolate sauce and bananas.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with some students from Iowa Mennonite School to talk about the IMS Cafe and their first event. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.